Welcome to the Songwalk Echoes podcast. I'm Jeff Peterson, inviting you to join Soundwalk Echoes founder Don Prisby and me as we recall the beauty of our Catholic legacy through music, art, scripture, and story. Let's take a song walk.
Obedire, my soul proclaims the greatness. Obedire, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior. Obedire, thy will be done. Obedire, on earth as it is in heaven. Help me to pray to you, Heavenly Father, as Jesus did, and respond with joy, as did the Mother of God, and live for Him. Obedire, my soul proclaims the greatness. Obedire, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior. Obedire, thy will be done. Obedire, on earth as it is in heaven. How can we learn to listen to the Lord with open hearts and mind and voice? Obedire, my soul proclaims the greatness. Obedire, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior. Obedire, thy will be done. Obedire, on earth as it is in heaven. Help me to pray to you, Heavenly Father, as Jesus did, and respond with joy, as did the Mother of God, and live for Him. Obedire, my soul proclaims the greatness. Obedire, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior. Obedire, thy will be done. Obedire, on earth as it is in heaven.
Nice. That is Songwalk, founder, author, songwriter, and grand senior singer, let's say, Don Prisby. Wow, the rolled R's and everything there with a piece called Obedire, an original work composed and performed right here to provide a musical soundtrack, just fantastic, to Transformation, the fourth of six stages of faith we are exploring here in season four of the Songwalk Echoes podcast, and specifically how these six stages show up in the Lord's Prayer. As a reminder, all of our Songwalk episodes, just like everything in the Songwalk Echoes platform, are presented through the four dimensions of music, art, story, and scripture. And Don, I know our listeners will be listening to this episode in whatever pace and sequence they choose throughout season four. So they don't know that we've been on a little bit of a hiatus here over the last couple of weeks, because you decided to go out and, speaking of transformation, become transformed into a grandfather. So yes. Congratulations.
Well, thank you. Thank
you. It's a very, very big deal. And it's also just, I just want you to know how much I appreciate the efforts to which you will go to increase the listenership of this podcast by literally compelling new life to be brought in. But congrats. So how did everything go, the trip and everything? Give us just a little bit of some tea, as they say, on how everything's going.
Just wonderful. It's also nice to see another Prisby come into the world. You know, I'm the only son of an only son, and this is the son of my oldest son. So there's that lineage there. And it was just wonderful to hold that child in my arms. Yeah. It's you just enter into eternity when you're holding a baby. It's just the most wonderful thing. So yeah, thank you for asking.
Yeah. Wow, that
all healthy great. And well.
That's so good. That's good. Well, and the lineage continues. That's good.
I'm not sure that's good.
Yes, exactly. Well, to the task at hand here, you know, throughout this season, as our listeners know, we've been progressing through the Lord's Prayer, making the, it's not so coincidental, the sort of, not sort of, very linear kind of connections to the first three stages of faith that we've talked about. And so now we're up to the portion in the Lord's Prayer, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven, okay? And how that connects to transformation. So Don, kick us off here with, you know, a little bit of that connection that we're seeing in just the phraseology, if you will, in transformation, but then how that song, so obedire, which is, I have a feeling it has something to do with obedience and saying yes. Is so critical to the actual act of transforming.
Yes, well, yes, we have been bold to be looking at the Lord's Prayer, which is a wonderful prayer, of course, and looking at the six dynamics unfolding as we observe them in that prayer. It's just been very powerful to see that. And today we're talking about transformation of, just imagine the phrase, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. That very concept is about transforming the earth as it is in heaven. And the whole nature of our lives as we're here and born in the image and likeness of the Creator and have conformed to Jesus and living a life in the Spirit and looking at Mary as a model and St. Thomas Aquinas with the tools to live, that's enough for us as we are sent now to transform the world, that thy will would be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Yeah.
And that's how we've arrived at transformation. And that song, Obedire, is one of my favorite words. It's where the word obedience is derived from in Latin, obedire, which means to listen. And that's a neat concept, especially for people who are principled and who are intentional about their decisions. You know, to be obedient has this connotation of, oh, okay, I'll be obedient. I don't need to think about this. I'll just submit to that.
Yeah.
On a higher level, obedience calls for listening.
Yeah.
And as we've lived our lives, Jeff, and as we've seen it through our entire curriculum, we listen with our minds and we listen with our hearts. And the Catechism is one of our sources today with regard to this phrase, calls us to obedience.
Yeah.
And I want to invite us to be called to listen.
Yeah.
And we'll go through that.
Well,
today.
And such a great distinction also, I think, because I do think a lot of times when we hear obedience, and it, you know, when we look at it rightly, so is it that, like, that's a good thing. Like, let's be obedient to the word, let's be obedient to our faith and tradition. But you're right, it's not about just falling into line even though we like conforming as well, but it's not just about the action of and going through the motions and going through it. And even listening is different than hearing, you know, because you can hear all of it. And, you can show up in Mass and hear all of it.
Sure.
But when you listen, there does seem to be another level of investment and actual, you were compelled to actually act and, you know, apropos of this episode, be transformed. Like, it's an ingredient to transformation.
Sure.
You know?
And following your comments, let's also be kind to ourselves that, you know, when we're in the process of learning a new discipline, when we start, we do have to be really do what we're told.
Yeah.
Because we don't know. We establish a cadence, just like, you know, we're talking about a newborn baby. Baby doesn't know anything. It's going to have to be directed by its parents over many years before it becomes principled and can choose based on wisdom and why we follow. So, you know, especially in our Catholicism, many times we're told what to do, and we need to do that to develop a cadence for it.
Yeah.
And then we come to an appreciation of it. And that may be where we move, as you say, from hearing.
Yeah.
To listening. Well, thank you for that.
Well, and another way to move is, actually, I'm going to put you on the spot. So normally, and for listeners who might be new, to the podcast. Welcome, if that's the case. But, you know, we go through every one of these episodes using the structure of the, you know, MASS, Music, Art, Scripture, and Story. And we have never, there's no order to that. We don't have to take them in order. But typically there's a general sense. And until this episode right here, we've never talked about the story as early as we're going to talk about it today. Okay. And the reason is, and it goes back to this thing, this hearing and listening thing, you, and sorry to put you on the spot here, but you wrote a wonderful, very recently, you wrote a great article or post, whatever you want to call it, on the Songwalk Echoes website. So songwalkechoes.com. Everybody can go read this, talking about the half yes.
Oh my.
Okay. And it's just so perfect for what we're talking about. And as you just teed it up here about, and you evoked Mary's name, and it's about truly, you know, saying yes wholeheartedly, and not just, again, go back to our little analogy on the audible thing, not just hearing things, but really listening. And when you really listen, that is the full yes. So we're going to scoot the story up a little bit sooner in our show here, to really talk about what you meant by this wonderful writing about the half yes and avoiding the half yes.
Yes. Well, it was Pope Francis that brought us that concept of the half yes. And as we've been going through his book, The Our Father, by the Holy Father, we've recognized how pastoral he is. Mm-hmm. When he talked about the orphanhood of the world, and he talked so warmly about his father. But he talked about the warning of this half yes ethic that's out there, where we say yes, but we don't really mean it. Mm-hmm. And I was really indicted in that, because I wonder how many times I've said, well, sure, Jeff, I'll try to get to that. Mm-hmm. That means I'm never going to get to that, Jeff. When you hear that, right. Oh, I'll try that.
That's cold, yeah.
Means, no, I'm never going to do that. Yeah. Oh, and the Pope says, do you have a box of half yeses? And I do.
Yeah.
And I think that it's such an important reminder to us to be sincere and to act with intent. And when we say yes, we mean it. And oh my goodness, the Holy Father's teaching about Mary's radical yes,
mm-hmm.
To the will of the Father, as we talk about thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. A yes, Jeff, a complete yes creates a whole new history,
right.
He says.
Right.
It opens an entire future when we say yes.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know what kind of future is built on. Well, I'm going to try to do that.
Yeah. Well, and yeses, half yeses are not cumulative. So you can't have a whole bag full of half yeses and come up with some full yeses. You know, you can't take two half yeses to make a full.
Right.
And I think, you know, you spoke of Mary, and that actually leads really well into our scripture and the art, but the scripture passage that you've chosen for this comes from Luke chapter 1. It's a short one, but it's about all you need. Verses 46 and 47, as Mary said, my soul glorifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior. Full stop, right?
Yeah.
And that's Mary. It's just one of, I mean, there, you know, our faith tradition is not short on Marian reflections.
Yes.
But as you mentioned, you know, Pope Francis has spoken and written so eloquently about that radical yes, and how it was really the counter to Adam's no.
Yes.
You know? And, mm-hmm. and so say more about, again, I don't think we can talk, well, first of all, we could have a whole podcast just talking about Mary every single episode, but talk about how Mary, and even in season one, you know, Don, you laid out the magnanimity of Mary being such an archetype for us to model. But specifically now, as we talk about, you know, on the way to transformation, how you can't do it. It cannot be done without that full-throated, full yes, and how Mary really, really embodies that for us.
I love how Mary is revisiting us again.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she visited us in season one, that where we, as you say, we wanted to live ready and disposed as Mary in her magnanimity,
yeah.
In her greatness of spirit. And then the season that we addressed the Mass, that at the gospel, when we say, may the word of God be in my mind, in my lips, and in my heart, that I might worthily proclaim the gospel of the Lord. That's that. I call that a Magnificat, because yeah. We're asking at the Mass that the Lord would be embedded in us, just as Mary did with the words that you just read. My soul proclaims the greatness. My spirit rejoices in God, my Savior. So here she is again, visiting us in this lesson about thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Obviously in the song, Obedire, when I say, you know, how can we pray to you, Heavenly Father, as Jesus did, or respond with joy as did the Mother of God, and live for him? I'm referring to Jesus's obedience, his yes in the garden, and Mary's yes at Nazareth. But I want to say something about radical yes, because radical sounds like, hey, in the 60s, yeah, right. It's radical, and it's really hip. Radical, the word radish and radical are related because they're both roots.
Oh my gosh, I had no idea.
Radical yes comes from the root of someone. Hmm. And when you made that wonderful distinction between listening and hearing and listening, a radical yes comes from listening. Mm. It comes from the root. My soul proclaims.
Yeah, right.
My spirit rejoices. That's radical. And that's what the Pope is pointing to. And he's brought Mary into the example of Mary's yes is in contrast to Adam's no. His no. He had everything. He was in paradise. He had everything. And he said no. And the Lord God at one point says, where are you? Like, I you're gone. I can't even find you. Mm-hmm. You've said no to me out of selfishness, arrogance, ambition. That sounds like someone I know. But Mary's radical yes. Yes. Yeah. My soul proclaims the greatness. My spirit rejoices in God, my Savior.
Yeah.
That's radical yes. Yeah. And as the Holy Father says, that yes opens an entire future. It starts a new history, an entire future that can be built on that yes.
Yeah. Well, and isn't it also, and apologies in advance if I take us too far afield here, but you know, as you talk about radical and being that root, I mean, in the contrast of Mary and Adam, isn't also potentially part of that radicalness is in trust. You know, it's radical trust. Yeah, oftentimes when I think of Adam and the poor choice he made, it wasn't out of defiance. You know, it wasn't out of Adam saying, you know, I know better than you and I'm not buying all this stuff. It was fundamentally about not trusting that what God had said and laid out was actually that's all he needed. That's all he needed to do. And whereas Mary, you know, both in that scripture passage and everything about it, is that she just unconditionally trusted the Lord. You know, didn't make sense to her maybe at the time, but it's like, you know what though? All right, I'm the handmaid of the Lord, period. And I think, so anyway, speak to that a little bit about it. Like, how much do you see trust being, does it just kind of come alongside transformation, or is it something that is one of these ingredients that, hey, if we have a shot at all at being transformed, you know, you gotta let it go. I mean, you have to trust.
It's so hard to trust, isn't it, Joe?
Yeah.
Next episode, we're going to talk a little bit about that when we talk about the big word here, integrated anthropology of people, that we have a mind, a heart, and a will, and we pay no attention to the heart. We are always like, what do I know? I know this, and I can control what I know, and my will. I'm going to do this, and I die to do it. I'm going to do it that hard, and you know, I'm just going to commit to that, but it was one of the Rino Fisichella, an archbishop in Rome, said, we've forgotten about hope. We've forgotten about the heart. And I think what he's saying is we've forgotten about trust.
Yeah.
And isn't it easy just to be so self-sufficient? And I am, and our society tells us to be that. But what does it mean to trust? And I don't think trust is an outfit you put on every day.
Mm-hmm.
Trust comes from really focusing on your life and focusing on the Lord. And I think it goes back to what you and I have hoped for since season one. Can we be disposed and ready as Mary?
Yeah.
You know, what was it about her that allowed her to be so trusting?
And
I think that's what we're called to.
Well, and as we're making these connections in this season to the Lord's Prayer, you know, this passage, I just want to bring us back to, you know, this, thy will be done. you know, implicit in that is kind of what you're also saying, which is like in saying thy will be done and really, really believing it, really praying it, full trust, unconditional trust, is implicitly saying that thy will, Lord, is better than my will. You know, yes. I trust your will mm-hmm. more than mine. And yes. so I think, again, back to that, back to the connection we're trying to make to the Lord's Prayer, is every time we pray that, are we thinking, are we really, really, you know, it's not just, yep, good for you, but for that to happen, I got to let go. I got to let, it's never yes. going to be about my will.
When we look at it, when we look at the Lord's Prayer as an ethic, as a way to live, when we say thy will be done, if we're saying it, that thy will would be realized is not putting action on God. That someday, Lord, I'll see your will and I'll, good job, Lord, yeah, I yeah. saw it. It's that I would yes. trust you enough
yes.
that your will would be done in me.
Amen, yes.
Oh, yeah. It changes the whole prayer, doesn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah, oh, wonderful, wonderful. Well, our art is also aligned to Mary and what we've been talking about here, and that full yes of Mary. And so, as a reminder for listeners, you can check out this beautiful piece that Don has chosen here. It's the Annunciation by we'll try this, Felipe de Champagne or Champagne, I don't know. It's hanging at the MoMA in New York, and it was it's a painting way back in 1644. Anyway, beautiful. You've seen it. It's very as I looked at it and was reminded by Don and thinking of transformation, it is what I would say, it's a very sort of, not stereotypical, but like when you think of transformation, you got everything in this, right? You got an angel, you got Mary, you got little baby angels floating up above. And so you got the light coming in. So it's a very dramatic, I think, depiction of transformation. Maybe talk a little bit about how, because in the Lord's Prayer, which is a very familiar thing, we say it every day, you know, how you juxtapose the majesty of a piece of art like this, but also to the accessibility of being able to be transformed.
Well, it seems to me that when we think about the Annunciation and her response, we always think of it maybe pictorially. We see it as an image either in our mind, or we've seen many wonderful pieces of art that you and I have brought forward. But to look deeper into Mary in terms of what her response was, I think I'm inviting people to look beyond the imagery to Mary's trusting soul, her trusting heart, her trusting spirit, as she responded. And I saw a lot of that in that painting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, it's beautiful. It's beautiful. All right. Well, we are, we're already, at the close of our little show here. And so we always try to, you know, stuff all of, you know, the 10 pounds of sugar in a 5-pound sack here, as they say, into what we call our echo point. So what would be something, you know, Don, that, I mean, we've covered a lot of ground here today, but what would be something that you'd, you know, encourage us to pray over the next, you know, week or so, about transformation and then this connection to the Lord's Prayer?
As I share this with you, I also want to put it in the perspective of what Romano Guardini talked about in his book about, you know, God so wants us to return. Mm-hmm. He so wants his will to be done on earth as it is in heaven. And Guardini puts it in the concept of a mother who has a baby in her hands. And that baby is all entrusting in the mother, but she wants it to be independent. But she loves it.
Yeah.
But she wants it to grow up and make its own decisions. But she wants to hold it in her heart. And when it leaves for the first job and leaves the house, she lets it go.
Yeah.
But she wants it to return. And when a mother returns, when the child returns to their mother, the joy in the mother is the joy that our Father feels when we return to him. Because he's made us in his image and likeness. He wants us to be free.
Yeah.
He wants us to return. He's put us in this environment of the Western suburbs in Minnesota, but he wants us to come back to him, just as that mother did. So with that having been shared, the echo point for this week, I'm really drawn back to maybe in that spirit of returning, can we make one radical yes this week? A radical yes that is, maybe it's not immediate. Maybe we have to ponder it a bit. Maybe it is because we have such a great relationship with the person with whom we're engaged. It's okay if it's not immediate, if you need to ponder it. But let's make that a radical yes that comes from our core, from our root, and that establishes a new history and a new future with that person with whom we've addressed.
Oh, that's wonderful. That's wonderful. Well, thank you, Don. And thank you, everybody, for tuning in. And stay tuned for our next episode of the Song Walk Echoes podcast. And in the meantime, keep a song walk in your heart for the beauty and the brilliance of our Catholic faith.
You've been listening to the Song Walk Echoes podcast. For small group resources related to this podcast and more, visit songwalkechoes.com.